We continue now with chapter 4, Beyond Haymarket. The growing contradictions between relations of rule and relations of production entail another trio of subordinate, tendential, or directional changes. Perhaps foremost here will be the growing contradiction of stateness in core area countries between forming and reforming the requisite frameworks of capitalist development of capital on the one hand, and addressing and readdressing the endless constituencies of welfare that development continues to promote on the other. And my interjection, this is what I was referring to as our continuous drive to be free, for our freedom. Continuing, the contradiction has been central to stateness, of course, throughout the interstate system's historical elaboration. In our times, it has been particularly evident in the peripheralized and semi-peripheralized zones that are continually reproduced by the fundamental world-forming polarization entailed in the capitalist development of capital. In the state regimes of the core zone, governments have been largely spared the politics framed by the contradiction, essentially because coreness during U.S. hegemony entailed a kind and degree of revenue flow. This is what I was referring to earlier about all that free stuff. Essentially, flowing in from the so-called global south entailed a kind and degree of revenue, in quotes, flow that allowed redistribution without all that much pain. Oh, there's always pain, isn't there? It's a global system, and the pain is distributed globally but differentially. That has become and will continue to become less and less so, this ability of U.S. hegemony to shield the West, quote unquote, from the harshest consequences of consuming the planet. Austerity is the order of the day, not only in Haiti and in Argentina, but in France. And this recall was, well, this one was not 30 years ago, maybe 25 years ago. So we are well along in the development of this tendency called eat the earth and squeeze ever more out of our brothers and sisters. So my interjection on this chapter, Beyond Haymarket, was presented in 1986, 2 years after chapter 2, Dilemmas of Anti-Systemic Movements, which concluded, recall, quote, we are massively, seriously in urgent need of reconstructing the strategy, perhaps the ideology, perhaps the organizational structure of the family of world anti-systemic movements, if we are to cope effectively with the real dilemmas before which we are placed as the stateness of states and the capitalist nature of capitalism grow at an incredible pace, unquote. Their point 2 years earlier, this point, was that the strategy of claiming the state, which anti-systemic movements of all stripes have embraced, is doomed to failure because of that structural surround, as they put it, of individual states by the interstate system and the constraints it, the global state statesman, impose. They almost are good three, but not quite, got us to the point of acknowledging that the allegiance of power brokers of state is not equivocal, is clearly given to essentially themselves, the interstate system. So when we read above just now that there is a growing contradiction between relations of rule and relations of production, we should pause and ponder this a moment. The world elite directs the global state institutions to foster the necessary conditions for massive capital accumulation. But why? The question particularly penetrates as we see the massive social and ecological destruction that flows in its wake. Ocean death is looming. Species biodiversity has collapsed. Contamination of our common earth, water, and air resources has proceeded at a pace that staggers in its full weight. Surely this is not simple greed for its own sake. Can there be any who still think this? How would such explain it? Lust for status? Ego gratification alone? Completely implausible once you consider Bildung, elite education, which is why Martin Bernal's contribution, Black Athena, the fabrication of ancient Greece, is key. By framing their discussion as an examination of a growing contradiction for individual states between relations of rule and relations of production, they inadvertently give credence to the notion of the state as having a dual allegiance, of being conflicted. And while we may see some examples of this in states such as Venezuela and Cuba, generally, attempts to challenge global state constraints can be checked by means of the debtor-creditor relation. As our good three said, contradiction implies two things that work in opposite directions, if not in active conflict. And I don't think this can be said of the role and function of states in an interstate system. Rather, these sets of practices of rule exist on a continuum called keep the cattle herded. But acknowledge that, academia, and all facts fall into place, can be seen clearly and in proper relation.